Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to New Life Radio with Dax Carlisle and Mark Reed. Come be part of the show. Join us in the chat room and call us at 818-301-5842. Tools for Conscious Living.
Hello, everyone. I have one question for you today. Are you ready for your new life? I'm Conscious Living Coach Dax Carlisle, and welcome to New Life Radio, Tools for Conscious Living, on this Friday, October 8th, 2010. We're coming to you live from sunny Southern California. It's currently 6 p.m. here in San Diego, 9 p.m. in New York, and London, p.m. Berlin. And for friends down there, it's 11 a.m. Saturday morning in Sydney right now. We are a radio show that is dedicated to helping you achieve abundance in all the areas of your life. We explore tools for conscious living. So what do we mean by conscious living? Two things. The tools we explore often deal with our consciousness, such as hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, emotional freedom technique, meditation, law of attraction, power of now, and so on. Second, by conscious living, we mean being aware of the universe around us and separate. To be aware of our thoughts and choices and how we create our own experience each and every day. Join me in the video. It's my co-host for New Life Radio, clinical hypnotherapist Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, Dax. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
It's good to have you back. Mark couldn't make it for Tuesday's show. We had to reschedule time because it's going to be 3 a.m. for Barbara in Germany. So
some has a whole lot of job.
Some of us still have a job, like poor Mike. But it's great to be back on now. And are you ready for this weekend for the Mindstory World Summit? It's sold out now. Did you hear that?
I heard it in an email you sent me. I'm really looking forward to this. It promises to be very intriguing. I hope to learn a lot. I hope to learn not to get stuck with day job.
Exactly. And that's the whole idea. You know, my mastery leading to abundance, the whole idea. You know, and there's going to be some amazing people there like T. Harv Eckert, and Bob Doyle in the movie The Secret, and a Proctor, and John Asheroff. And you know what they're doing? I got an email today, and they're going to do it as a webinar as well. Their system can handle about 1,000 people, so if you check in mymovies.com, you might actually be able to get the live stream. I think it's like $99, and you know, it's like you're actually there. You get to watch the entire thing that we're going to get. You might even see us. You might even
I'm getting some messages from the chat room, so I sound bad. It's watering. In fact, I'm kind of really echo myself.
Gurgly echo. Unfortunately, it's probably a Skype or Blog Talk problem because everything seems to be connected and working really good, and you're hearing me well in your headset, correct? We were having...
I'm hearing you well enough. I'm listening to you twice. It's a shame. It's all easy as echo.
Well, I hope it'll clear up just a little bit after we bring guests on the evening here. I also wanted to mention that you can be part of the show. If you're listening live right now, you can call in at 818-301-5842 and talk to our guest, questions and so forth. If you're a little bit shy of that, you can also be part of it, but get in the chat room and you can pass things on to Mark. They were saying telling us the audio is not super clear right now, unfortunately. That may also be our internet problem because we've been having some internet difficulties over the last couple of days. And I think that might be what's going on. There's some delay. And I know when I launched chat room show, I had to launch it like three times before it finally would work there. But a bunch of people got into the chat room, though. Anna's in there, and Mary and Bonnie, and you and me, and a guest. So we have a few people popping in there. At least the chat room's now working. I was worried it wasn't going to work. If you have a headset and or microphone speakers attached to your computer, you can just press the click to talk button at the top of the show page to get into the clerk queue. Or call in at 888-301-5842. You can use that for just a listen show. If you want to call in and to our guests, just press the number on the keypad so that little hand is on the switchboard, and I know you want to talk to us. So we're excited to have our guest on tonight, which is Tony Gilbert. Tony is a transpersonal counselor and holistic nurse. She's been studying archetypal information for about 30 years now. She's an instructor in archetypal tarot counseling and the author of the book Messages in the Archetypes, or Message from the Archetypes, I'm sorry. And the forthcoming In Archetypal Vision. That sounds really interesting. Alrighty, and it's switchboard to cooperate today. Here she is. Are you there, Tony?
Hi there. How are you?
She is there.
Well, you're breaking up. I can hardly hear you.
Oh boy, we're having such technical problems at the moment here. I apologize for that. It's generally crapshoot on the audio. Sometimes it's beyond crystal clear. Like the show on Tuesday, we were talking to Bar Hoffmeister in Germany, and it was perfectly crystal clear both ways, and now you can't even talk Ohio.
Huh. Well, can
How's
you hear me all
now?
Right?
Oh,
how am I coming through?
Sound wonderful. You're coming through crisp here.
Okay.
Crisp. Yay. Okay. Well, I'm just glad I got you on there. I was having problems with the switchboard earlier. Your call was not showing up on the switchboard, and then when I double-checked, I realized that it said that I wasn't even connected. So I had a refresh, and then suddenly you popped up, and I was oh. Why
yeah.
Take it off? You know, don't have a show. You don't have to guess, right?
What'd you say?
Don't have a show if you don't have the guest there.
Yeah, really.
We're glad you're here. We're glad.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I haven't been on a radio show for about 5 years.
5 years. Well, we're glad to bring you back to the airwaves.
Yeah.
And you can hear what you have to say. And there's a lot of great stuff for us to talk about, especially about the archetypes.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should start with the beginning, you know, for people listening right now. You know, those of us that are into tarot and studied the esoteric for a while, or if you're a psychologist or you're a psychology student, you've studied Jung, then it's probably an archetype, but there's probably a lot of people out there that don't know what we're talking about. So can we start out, Tony, with what is an archetype?
Yes, we can start there. But, you know, I can give you a definition, but it takes study to really get it. You know, it's one of those difficult things, but once you get it, it's well worth the journey to learn it. But basically, as no one really knows, you know, what an archetype is, you know, but there's theories. And I kind of like the theory of it being at the energy before before it expresses itself. The actual image or the actual, we talk about archetypes as being archetypal image or an archetypal this or that, but that isn't the real archetype. The real archetype is the energy behind the images. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
They're supposed to be a formless energy that's full of information. And the essence the essence is just before it gets to the image. It can be an action, or it can be a form.
Okay. An image can the
archetypes are available and waiting to represent perceptions, behaviors, feelings, as well as material manifestations. Okay, a good rule of thumb is this. See, I told you this is not easy. A good rule of thumb is if something is archetypal, if its essence can be identified throughout all time and in all cultures and places around the world. That's a good rule of thumb. You can find the image or the essence of something. Okay, for instance, right now I'm being a teacher. That's an archetype. And I'm giving information. And you're being a student and you're listening. Those are both archetypes. You can find them everywhere in the world.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question was, where are they and how to recognize it? How do you recognize it as an archetype, though?
Well, yeah, basically everything is an archetype at its foundation. But we have, like, larger archetypes that we use in counseling. And Jung called them the symbols of transformation. But, for example, in a tarot deck, the major arcana are a few of the major archetypes.
And that's what I remember the most about archetypes is that they're universal and can be found in any culture. So it transcends culture, it transcends language, for instance.
Right, and we just call them different things in different cultures is all. But they're the same.
Okay. And
it's hard to understand right away if you're just starting out with learning about archetypes. You have to work with it a while before you have to immerse yourself in the study of archetypes to really get the idea. Or at least that was my experience.
And you've been studying it for 30 years, so it can be quite a long journey. How did you get started on that journey?
Oh, boy. How did I get started? Somebody told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was – and then that was a real surprise to me that there were basic patterns that were in us that you could find everywhere. But this was years ago, so it was a surprise then. It's not surprising now.
So your first book, Messages from the Archetypes, how did you get that title exactly? What are we talking about as far as the messages?
Messages from the Archetypes are like insights. When you look at the card, you get an insight. The way that I use tarot in tarot counseling is that I have the client look at the card first, and I get they get impressions from the card, and I call those the messages from the archetypes.
How did you get the idea to do the book in the first place?
Well, I was fascinated, you know, with tarot. I came into it late. I was like 40-some years old, and you know, I was getting my master's degree in transpersonal studies, and I had a tarot deck in my house for about 15 years, but I just couldn't get it. You know, it just wasn't time. And so I came into an emotional time in my life where I was I needed some answers, and I couldn't seem to get them anywhere. And so I went to the tarot deck and I shuffled the cards and laid it out. And I've been a dream work interpreter for years, you know, since I was a kid. And I laid the cards out, and I thought, well, I'll be darned. Looks like they laid out in the layout looked like it was telling about my issue, only it was telling about my issue in images, you know, in the way it laid out. And I thought, that's interesting, you know, and it took me a couple of years to even be comfortable with that because it was, you know, tapping into something that I hadn't used before.
How long ago did you start writing that book?
Start writing the book? Well, I think that was about 2003, about 7 years ago.
When was it
but
published
that
again?
That was the end product. You know, before that, I was
right.
I researched it, you know, myself and got mentors and all kinds of things. And I was so impressed with how well tarot worked as a therapeutic modality that I just had to shout it, you know. And so I had never written before. I contacted an editor and talked to him about it, and he guided me through it, and I wrote that book.
I got a question from the chat room already. Bonnie Chavez wants you to explain the cover of your book.
The cover of my book. Well, you know, two of the larger archetypes in the whole, probably the cosmos, is masculine and feminine energies. And on the front of the cover is a representative. I had an artist do this for me. And there's a female, and she's dressed in blue. She's in, and she has silver on her, and the moon is at her feet. And and she's the queen. And the king is the masculine energy, or represents the masculine energy, and he's in red, and the sun is at his feet. And there's multiple symbols of masculine and feminine energy. And then there's a swirl in the background of the Milky Way, just like our cosmos. You know, it's just like that's it. When you start working with the archetypes, you know, the largest archetypes in the whole place is masculine and feminine. You know, which is a big deal because everybody thinks of God as masculine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you study the archetypes, you'll see that it's not just masculine; it's masculine and feminine in every place. It's everywhere. So anyway, that's what's on the front of the book. Is a symbolic representation of that.
Right, and a lot of people in the West don't realize that the actual Hebrew word, the word that is used in Genesis for God, actually is a he-she definition. It has both the masculine and the feminine in it.
Oh, sure.
This is probably not a new idea. Not a new idea, no. And I put in the chat room a link to the first chapter that you have available on your website. By the way, Tony's website is Tony with I, T-O-N-I. So it's TonyGilb.com, TonyGilbert.com. And for those of you that are listening archive, you can go to TonyGilbert.com /articles/published.asp. It'll take you to the first chapter. You can actually the first chapter right there. By the way, on the page, you can see the cover of Toni's first book at the top there. Click on cover to get over to Amazon, and you can get her book. Just throw that out there in case you're wondering how to get. But it is available on Amazon. And I think the fascinating the most, the description message title is that it's basically a professional memoir of your use of tarot cards in healing sessions. Can you tell us about that, about using tarot healing?
Well, I just finished, like I told you, I discovered tarot when I was finishing my master's degree, and I just finished my first year of my master's degree, and I received a certification for wellness counseling, and which matched my nursing degree very well, and it was what I wanted to do. I wanted to work with mind-body healing. And so I was working with the cards for about 3 years, and I decided to go out and experiment on people, but I didn't want people paying me for it. I wanted to experiment and give them the sessions free. So I went to a Brighton Bush healing retreat that they have up in Brighton Bush every summer. And my first chapter is about my first reading up there using the cards as a healing tool. And it worked just amazingly well and continues. It's probably my best tool. I work with several things, but tarot cards gets to the heat of the matter very quickly when the client sees images on the cards. So, you know, I had to write the book. I just had to. I didn't know how to write, but I learned. Now I've written a second book that is also about archetypes, and it basically explains archetypes a little better than the first book.
I want to add just a second. I think what I thought was most fascinating was that here you are, you're a registered and also a holistic, and so you're deeply entrenched and have studied the hard sciences, but here you are using something like tarot in healing. I think that's really wonderful. It speaks to the power of tarot.
Yeah, but it wasn't the leap for me because I my grandmother was into astrology, and I don't know if she had any tarot cards. She died when I was in my early 20s, but she was definitely she was a Christian minister, and she worked with energy and dreams and astrology. You know, so it wasn't any. It was just kind of a natural tool for me. And like I said, I'd had one around for years, but it wasn't until I needed it myself that I was able to see it more clearly about what it was, and then I had mm-hmm. to study it scientifically for a while. I tried it out on all my friends, and I had a couple of people from my hometown come and help me study it every week, you know, for quite a while. But so my experiments and using this for healing is just that was the pinnacle for me.
And I'm always fascinated by right. I'm always fascinated by different uses for tarot beyond, you know, what we think of as readings for, say, you know, the average Westerner. If you mention tarot to them, if they know what it is, and a lot will do, but they have it in their head that they instantly jump to the gypsy fortune telling and don't realize any of the other uses of this powerful tool.
Yeah.
And can you describe your technique? Because I know you mentioned that you lay out a technique that's interactive in nature rather than reading art to the person per se, and you call it tarot counseling rather than tarot readings. Can you tell us the difference between you call tarot counseling and tarot reading and describe your techniques.
Okay. You can use any of the layouts, and you can use you can just use one card at a time if you want to. But I, you know, basically I'm talking to the counselor, the client, and then I'll have them. They get to a point where it's a, you know, where they need an answer, you know, and so we'll ask the cards and then have them shuffle and pick a card. And when they pick the card, I say, well, tell me what you see in the card. And a lot of times they'll tell you exactly what it is traditionally. You know, I very rarely run into anyone who can't relate to symbols in the cards. But so that takes us places. And if I was to read the cards, you know, both ways work. If I read the cards to them first, I wouldn't get the information that I need to get to them from them for their healing. You see what I mean? If I have them read the cards first, then they're going to tell me the direction. They're guiding me which way to go with this. You know, but if
it's
I'm
very...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say it's a very gestalt method, Mark. Here, he, that's how actually he reads the cards. He has a kind of gestalt technique of bringing the client or the sitter, whoever you want to use, bring them in into the reading and saying what they see in the card.
Yeah. And so I'm very involved with, you know, what's going on in their psyche, you know, and since I've done dream work for, you know, 40 years or more, you know, so I used to use my dream work techniques with the cards. You know, so for me, when the client shuffles and lays out the cards, it's like they're having a dream right there because it shows what's in their unconscious mind.
Right. It's a connection to the unconscious. I've always thought of a tarot reading as both the reader and the client be getting into a late alpha state to focus when you're focused on the cards like that. It's almost hypnotic. And
it is.
So it creates the connection with the subconscious mind.
Yes, yes. Well, subconscious and unconscious.
Right, both. And I think when I first started reading about tarot and studying, that was one of the things that fascinated me, subconscious in the mind, and it eventually led to study hypnotherapy and become a hypnotherapist. And I've always been curious about that, about the difference between the reader that is just interpreting the cards. Looking at, they don't need the client to look at them, and they're just, you know, telling them basically and just reading. And therefore, if it's coming from the subconscious, whose subconscious is it coming from? It seems like it's come from the reader, but if you get client more involved and have look at the cards and say what you're seeing, then it's coming from their subconscious too. And
right.
All it is, they're reading.
Well, it's both. You know, I've had clients who really don't want to read the cards. They want me to read them to them. You know, so both ways work. You can do card reading, too. But you just have to check with them all the time. You know, how does that sound? Is that accurate? Are we going the right direction? You know, you just have to keep checking with them. So you can do it both ways. I just prefer I think it's quicker, you know, for what I want. It's quicker for me to have them look at the cards and tell me what they're seeing in it. And they're having a dream experience. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you enter a different place, you know, in your psyche when you're working with the dream symbols in the cards.
How does the heal occur?
Pardon?
How does the heal occur?
You're breaking up. I can't
I'm
hear.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll try to get how does healing occur?
How does healing occur?
Mm-hmm.
Well, healing's a broad term. And, you know, healing occurs in, you know, wound healing and psyche healing you know, nations heal and cities heal, and it's just a broad term. But what I work with is the body-mind, that's where the tarot comes in, is that whatever your thoughts are, that your thoughts can make you sick. And it's really difficult to explain this, but it's the thoughts, your thought, whatever you're thinking affects your feeling. And then whatever you're feeling affects your body, and it's simultaneous. So when somebody's feeling bad for a long time, they get sick. So when they come and we talk about the cards and we get to their issue very quickly because it's top on their list of, you know, it may be unconscious what is making them sick. They don't know yet. So when you give them the card or they draw their cards and they see the symbol, if they have insights, it changes the thinking. And so that thinking shift will change the body and change the feeling, and then healing can occur. Sometimes it can be spontaneous, and sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, I think, you know, even in traditional allopathic medicine, the doctors are starting to get on board with the mind-body connection.
Well, it's about time. It's only been about 40 years of research.
Yeah. And ancients knew this way, way back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, concrete minds, you know, that our I think it starts in the schools. You know, we have such a concrete way of teaching our kids that, you know, it's hard for them to switch and understand things at a more abstract level. But it...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just was going to say that we have another question from the chat room. Mary wants to know the best place to start to begin to study the arts.
Well, buying my book.
There you go.
And then the second place would be to buy my next book. Well, because I don't – pardon?
Silly question, Mary. Silly question. Buy 20 books.
No, I think I'm being a teacher in these books. That was the reason I wrote them. They're like, the editor I went to taught me to write in a memoir style, so that I wrote it. I went to him with my, I had already written it, and I went to this editor and I said, I want to write a book, and this is what it is. And he said, oh my goodness, you can't put this out there. It's like a college paper. You know, nobody will read it. He said, you got to make it entertaining. So we spent the next year, and he taught me how to write and be entertaining and tell stories and things like that. And so my book is really easy to read, and it's all there. And then I still wasn't finished, so I started writing a second book, and the second book will be out next year. But that's where you start. You know, you start with people who have already studied it. And there's other books out there, too, but... You know, I don't think there's another one about using them the way I use them.
Well, essentially, Tara, I mean, you could go back and study Jungian material and so forth like that, or, my mind's blanking right now. I think, was it that was on the BS special that about archetypes and... Joseph Campbell, yeah, his work deals with his deals with archetypes too. But I think that for a modern approach and for it being synthesized, that with your books would be the best idea. And so second book is going to be out in 2011.
Yes, yeah, probably spring or fall. I'm not sure yet.
Spring or fall, okay, and yeah. It's going to be called Gain Archetypal Vision. What do you mean by that title?
Well, I'm teaching. It's another teaching book. I teach how to gain an archetypal vision, how to see the archetypes. And once you start seeing the archetypes, I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, I think that the whole thing's archetypal. You know, it's just amazing. But I think for using them in healing, that my books are probably, I don't know, there's probably other ones there, but I'm not familiar with them right off the top of my head.
Well, if we're talking about tarot specifically, I've seen a couple of things out there, but not a lot, not a lot. But they do also use a lot of other texts as well, guided imagery, dream work, energy work, astrology, in addition to tarot.
Right, right. And this is all after I had this wellness counseling master's level course for a year. And then I started tapping into all this other stuff, you know. So I had years in psychiatry. I was in psychiatry, a psychiatric nurse for like 13 years, you know. So I have a lot of experience that goes into my books.
Before the show, Bonnie had written in with some questions before the show. She wanted to know, how can archetypes counsel us?
How they do what?
How can the archetypes counsel us?
How can they counsel us? Well, with the images. When you do the layout, you know, they're telling you things, you know, and so, it has something that, my second book, I go into neurobiology a little more, or neuroscience a little more than the first book, but in neuroscience, we have mirror neurons, and that enable us to recognize our world, and they also enable us to recognize the images on the cards. And so that's when you look at the card, you recognize it. You recognize the archetype, and it sets off a string of thought for you, and that's how that they counsel us. And sometimes it seems like it's coming from someplace else, you know. But that it may be someplace else, but it also may be in our unconscious mind that it's coming from. Who knows? You know, it's a mystery. We're working with a mystery here.
Yes, I was going to say.
That's the best I can do.
That's okay. It's only a radio show. You know, we can only explain so far. But I was going to say, in addition to studying archetypes and getting to know how to recognize them and getting to know how to understand them, even if you have no involvement with the study of it, like you say, when you have a client look at the cards, the archetypes are already, I guess the best way to say is pre-programmed in our subconscious.
Yeah.
And so
they're already there.
Right. And because the tarot cards, at least in the major arcana, there are so many archetypes, and we instantly recognize it even if we've never seen a tarot card before.
Yeah.
Now, are we mostly talking about the major arcana, or do the mind come into play?
Oh no, the whole deck is archetypes. They're just smaller ones, and some of them are archetypal scenarios.
You have an example of
like the numbered cards could be archetypal scenarios.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. How can the minors be seen as archetype? Have an example of one of the minor cards and how it's archetype.
I'm not sure.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Well,
I know I'm kind of putting
again.
You on
breaking
the spot.
Up, but it's hard for me to tell what you're saying sometimes.
Sorry about that. I was just saying that from the minor arcana, could pick up a card, maybe give us an example of how one of the minor cards is an archetype.
Okay, well, the 10 of coins, you know, whether you've got the people talking there, say the Rider-Waite deck, the two people in conversation, and then people are exchanging money or something like that. I haven't got it right in front of me. But the two people having a conversation is an archetypal scenario. I mean, that happens everywhere. You know, and two people bartering or having an exchange of some kind is archetypal.
Aha.
Yeah, basically, if it happens around the world, it's archetypal.
Exactly. That's why it's so universal, too, because
right.
Same things happen to us as people where we are.
Right.
Bonnie also sent another question. She was wondering, what is guided imagery, and how can I use it in my life?
Oh, guided imagery is basically using your mental images. It's hypnosis, basically, only it's a different technique, and they call it guided imagery. And so what I'm trained in is interactive guided imagery, and I use that training when I use the cards, you know, because I use interactive tarot counseling. But guided imagery is using your dream images in your mind. How can she use it in her life? Well, let's see. I guess you could... A lot of times I help clients find a healing place in their mind. And so that is very soothing and satisfying to meditate on that healing place. And so you could use it in your life that way, in images in your mind, rather than just, you know, mindful meditation. You can use the images that are there. Not everybody sees images, so it could be using the feelings that are there or the sensations that are there. But guided imagery usually talks about having a practitioner guide you in something, like hypnosis does.
But you can do it yourself, okay. What about dream work? You were talking about using dream work yourself, but do you use that with clients?
Most of my clients we work with dreams a lot because that gives us information about what's going on with them.
Excellent.
Very, very easy to use.
And the other thing I was going to ask you about was energy work. What types of energy work do you do or work with?
Well, I started out, I guess it's probably been about 30 years ago, with therapeutic touch. Right after nursing school, I went to a Dolores Krieger workshop and learned some therapeutic touch, and so I just started using it. But along the way, I started doing my own thing with it, and so I just do a spontaneous type of energy work, and basically I feel the energy around the person and smooth it out. And I also, at the same time that I'm doing energy work, I use a guided imagery with them. So I combine my tools if it's appropriate.
Excellent.
So a session with me, I could use all my tools.
Same way. I do just straightforward tarot consultations with people when that's what they want, but I try to have a conversational consultation, and I might bring into play EFT, I might bring into play conversational hypnosis, I might give them hypnotherapy programs to use at home, and do tarot, and do it all in the same hour session.
Right.
So I'm same way as far as combining modalities.
Yeah. And I never know what I'm going to do when I go in. You know, I just have the tools available to me, and basically I structure the session, And then inside that structure, I just kind of let things do their own, go find their own way out, you know. And I let the client be my guide on that.
Now, before the show, Mary said in a question, too, she said that she was interested in knowing of any ways to use tarot or any other alternative methods to add to the traditional therapies for mental disorders.
Oh, you could use tarot with those if you knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. In particular, she says that she's used NLP and EFT with her child. The area she's interested in is oppositional defiant bipolar disorder. And she's used other modalities like NLP and EFT before, and she was curious about using tarot or any other alternative methods that you could suggest.
Wow.
I know, that's a big one.
Yeah, well, you know, with a child, you could use it as a play. You could play, I have grandchildren, and I use cards with them, and we play with them. And as you're playing with the images, you might stumble onto something that way for her use with her child. You know, I don't work that way. I don't work with emotionally disturbed children anymore. I used to, but only as a nurse. I have never worked with an emotionally disturbed child with a tarot card and. Or a mental illness, I haven't. But other people have. Art Rosengarten is one person who has and has written a book, and she might want to get that book. It's called Psychology of Tarot, I believe.
Ah, yes. Art Rosenberg.
Isn't that Rosengarten?
Rosengarten.
Rosengarten.
Yeah. He lives right up the coast from here.
Yeah. Well, he's written a book, and that. Along those lines, you know, so
I'm sure somewhere in the
I don't
tarot
work
community.
With DSM and what was it, DSM-5 now, I guess. I don't work with that clientele.
Well, I know that Mary is studying tarot herself, and I think if she started out using the deck in a play mode with her child, she could work with that.
Well, the thing about using tarot, if she's never used tarot before, she should use them on herself first. And she should get used to, she should learn all about seeing herself in that deck.
Mm-hmm.
You should know the archetypes that are operating in you before you try to work with the archetypes in somebody else.
Yet another good reason to get your book and get all brushed up on the archetypes so that you can see them for yourself. And then if you want to try this with your child, you can do that.
Sure. But I would only do it in a playful manner with a child.
Right. Yeah, don't get serious with a child. Yeah.
No.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm a big fan of EFT and NLP that she also said that she used.
Mm-hmm. Well, behavioral methods work very well with children. You know, your basic psychology. Mm-hmm. If you don't do this, there will be consequences. Think about that one.
There will be consequences.
Yeah.
I think I had another question came in from the chat room. Let's see. Okay, actually there was a couple of things, but I'm trying to move this box out of the way because I can't see. Someone in the chat room said to ask you who tarot teachers and mentors were, for instance.
Who mine were?
Right.
I studied the cards for about a year by myself, and then I got a couple of people from my hometown, Cleta Dawson and Connie Lambert, and we studied tarot together for about a year, but that wasn't enough for me, and so I sought out a professional tarot reader, I found her at a Whole Life Expo in Portland, Oregon, and her name is Christine Payne Towler, and a lot of people know who that is. And she's also written a book called The Underground Stream. But I worked with her for, 3 years, and I finally, and then when I wrote the book, she certified me. So I'm certified by Christine Payne Towler. But we had a wonderful time. It was a lot of fun studying with her, and we're still friends.
Mm-hmm. So we have a few more questions now coming in from the chat room too. Okay, Bonnie suggests trying Reiki with emotional disturbed children. She also mentions using the tarot, which is child-oriented death, such as Isla Turner's death. That should, I'm pronouncing it right. IHA Learner's Deck.
I couldn't hear what you're saying. You're breaking up again. I wonder if your microphone's loose at the some of the.
No, it's not loose. I'm having the same problem. It's the Skype.
Okay.
You're coming crystal clear to everybody in the chat room. So that means that it's on our end, which means it's
okay.
Skype, because Mark can get our Skype in. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sometimes you come in real clear, and then other times it breaks up so much I can't understand. So you have to repeat that last question.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a question. Bonnie had mentioned using Reiki with emotionally disturbed children, and also mentioned that when using tarot with children, use a child-oriented deck, such as a learner deck, I-S-A-A, her first name or his first name. I'm not familiar with that deck.
No, I don't know either. I have a deck that has fairies, and I teach my grandchildren. They have their own deck, and they take care of it, and it has little fairies and goblins and things like that on it. It's all very friendly looking. But there's lots of decks out there that are fun. And who knows, she might be onto something with using tarot with a child, It might be very helpful.
Right. Mark, stay quick here. He said, let's see, the people in the chat room want to know where did Tony learn the layout on page 82 of your book?
How did I learn what?
The layout on page 92 of your book. Do you have your book, Candy?
Yeah,
I don't know what layout they're speaking about. 92. Page 92. And for the folks listening out there, can you describe the layout that everybody's fully thinking talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. The quantum approach. I don't remember where I got that. I think it was just kind of your four. I think I threw in the wild card because a lot of times, that the four cards didn't work well enough for me, and so I would have them draw another card to explain what the number four on the possibilities was a little further.
Okay, and of course I don't have it in front of me, so what's meant by the quantum approach? Sounds interesting.
Okay, well I put a couple of layouts in my book. I have a Celtic cross, of course, everybody has that one, but I also put in a quantum approach and then the linear approach. And the quantum approach is what I'm calling when you shuffle the cards and lay them out, because it involves the cosmic principle of synchronicity, and to me that's quantum. It's so magical. And so the first card is at the top, and I have it as the current issue. Number two would be what's conscious with you. Number three on next to it would be unconscious. And number four at the bottom would be possibilities. And four cards usually isn't enough, so I threw in, have them pick either the next card or pick something out of the deck to tell us a little more about the possibilities card. And then the linear approach is real interesting. I learned this from Cleta Dawson when we were working, when I was working with the two ladies that were near me and in my little town. And that's just where the technique where they go through the deck with the face up, and they pick out the ones they like and one they don't like, and and then pick up the cards that so you take the cards that they don't like and you put those aside, and then you look at the go through a deck again and pick the ones that you like and ones you don't like, and take the ones that you don't like and set them aside until you have four cards left, and then I use that in a reading. It's a good assessment. It's a good assessment.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah. It works really well.
So Bonnie, to qualify her remark there about the deck she mentioned, Aisha Lerner's, and she says it's a inner child card. It's the inner child card, and that is a tarot deck based on fairy tales.
Right,
so
I have that deck, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one.
No? Excellent. Let's see, we'll put the link to that deck in that room. I got that from Amazon. You can just search that on Amazon if you're listening in archive right now. Okay. And of course, like I said, to get homies, right on the show page, you'll see the cover book. Just click on that. It'll take you right to Amazon. And get it first, but in our second book coming out somewhere between spring and fall in 2011 there. And we have some people calling in. Would you like to take a phone call or two?
Sure.
Okay. So let's see. Oh wait, this number is really familiar. It looks like Bonnie's number. Area 360. Is that you, Bonnie? I'm not hearing anything.
I'm not hearing anything.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, Bonnie's still there. it says my phone's live, but I don't hear anything. Are you there, Bonnie? I think this is Bonnie. Area 360. It looks familiar. I know she's 360. But, let me switch it off and switch it back on. Who knows? You know, refreshing may fix problem. I'm trying to get it to go back on live. There we go. Are you there yet, Bonnie?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
Hi.
This is Christine Payne Towler.
Hi, Christine.
Oh, hi.
Hi, dear. You thought I was Bonnie because of the 360 prefix. Very good. Well, I just tuned in a few minutes ago and wanted to say, just give a shout-out and also definitely pump Aisha Lerner's deck, The Inner Child Tarot. She was working with fairy tales to begin with and then discovered after the fact that the deck went around the world as a therapeutic tool. She wasn't planning this way, but because of the title and because of the way she built it, it's become very well respected as a tool for therapists in the session with children. So do you mind if I say a few more things about that?
Go for it.
Okay. A great way to work with children, and any deck will work this way if it's not too... sober and dry, but you can let a child just have the whole deck just to spread out and then let them make a story about themselves just in the moment. You know, if they're having big emotions, if they're hurting anywhere, if they're confused, they can just go through and find the pictures that express where they're at and then tell their story. And that by itself is hugely helpful for kids because it would just give them a nudge to help them put words on their state of mind. And a parent who's doing this with a child can learn huge amounts that you have no idea is going on inside your child. if you let them tell the story instead of trying to prod or make something happen. So if the child can just have a deck that they love the pictures, they love the art, they choose it themselves, but the inner child tarot is a perfect start, then, they can come to you and show you how they feel. And this could be a huge breakthrough inside of a family.
Could be hugely helpful,
Yeah, and no need to lead, no need to be predictive, no need to even worry about what the cards actually mean technically, although maybe a parent can go home, can go into their private room afterwards and look everything up and see what the official meanings are. But for children, that doesn't matter. The picture says 1,000 words. So, anyway, Tony, we did have a very good time working together, and I'm very proud of you. Glad to see you're out here making it happen.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks so much
for
calling in, too. That was great.
Oh, my pleasure. She sent me the notification, and I'm very glad I had a chance to sit down and take a listen. Okay, thank you for letting me talk.
Excellent. Oh, of course, Christine.
Have a great night.
Anytime. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so that's the last time that I assume that it's Bonnie because it's 360. I have to write my phone number. I apologize to her listening. She is still listening. She's on still here. So I apologize for confusing you with Bonnie. Not that that would be a thing, right?
Oh, well, that's good information.
That really helped. I love when the audience can jump in there and help it out, that great information. I hope Mary grabs that and runs with that, and that works for her. Sounds like a great way of working with cards, especially with children.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what we're going to do, Tony. Let's take a short break here, and we're going to take a few to do a commercial break and be able to, refresh your water or just a breather for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
And so we'll be right in just a minute or two here.
The quest for true spirit. The quest for freedom.
Freedom.
true spirit. A quest for freedom.
Hi, this is Mark, and I just wanted to buy the incredible free webinar series hosted by Claire Author, and speaker, Jennifer McLean. In this 12-week series, you will hear from 24 of the world's leading experts in spirituality, wellness, and healing. Renowned leaders such as McDonald Walsh, EFT expert Carol Look, Gary Zukoff, and Steve Walsh from Movie ET, and 20 other speakers will provide an intimate portrait of how they achieve success and how you can easily accelerate your own consciousness and evolution. Find out more about this and sign up for the free series, please visit masters.newliferadio.com. masters.newliferadio.com. New Life, N-U-L-I-F-E Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Dax Carlisle. We all have questions from time to time, especially in today's economy, whether you have questions as an entrepreneur about your business, your job, finances, or about your relationships in other areas of your life. The advisors at TarotPros.com are waiting to help you. TarotPros.com is the first readers network for tarot readers by tarot readers. This means TarotPros is both reader and client friendly without the exorbitant fees seen on other networks. No more walking the clock. Yep, that's right. No per minute charges. All consultations are in blocks of time, so you know what you are going to pay and what you are going to receive. Consultations are available through email, chat, voice chat, video chat, and phone. All advisors on TarotPros are endorsed members of the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot professionals. They uphold the Tarot Guild's code of ethics and the highest in professional standards. Visit TarotPros.com today. Your answers are one click away. And we're back with more New Life Radio. It is already about 6 minutes past the hour on the West Coast. It's still 7. It's still pretty early here. We're talking to Tony Gilbert, Messages from the Archetypes. Tony's website is tonigilbert.com. That's with an I, TonigGilbert.com. Our call-in number is 818-301-5842 if you'd like to call in and speak with our guest. If you have a headset, microphone, speakers to your computer, you can click the button at the top of the show page and also be Skyped right into the caller queue. Be sure to mark the favorite at the top of the show page where the player will heart and with save. Click the save button for us there. And, don't worry if you can't catch one of our episodes live. You can all catch us as a podcast through iTunes and archive at newliferadio.com. In fact, if you pop over to newliferadio.com, it's all right there in the nav bar at the top. Upcoming shows, previous shows. If you click on previous shows button, the previous guest's name is linked, and that'll take you directly to that show, and you can listen to it right away. At Amber Cook, Tarot Dynamics, Pete Taltich, the CEO of Corporate Profit. We were talking about corporate psychics on that show. Dev Fru, GPS for Your Life, Birth Cards in the Tarot, Bonnie Shea, and Barb Hopkins was this past Tuesday. She's the author of the To Be book. And over on Upcoming, I'm going to click on Upcoming here. And, of course, we're talking to Tony Gilbert tonight. Wednesday, October 13th, Linda Miller is going to return and talk to us about the law of attraction. Sunday, October 17th, Gina Jedlicka, Key Master, and speaking about massage therapy as well. And be sure to join us for our really fun Halloween Samhain wish show on Friday, October 29th, right before Halloween. Ron Pendragon is going to be here, and that's going to be a really great show. In fact, on the Facebook page, we have a lot of people already signed up that they're going to come. So this is really exciting. Center Halloween, almost Halloween Eve, Halloween week, let's say, eve of the weekend on Friday night, and we'll be talking about a lot of the things we'll invite we'll get the real scoop on Halloween and Samhain from Rowan. Alrighty, let's see. What else do we have going on here? Just checking really quick to see if there's anything else that I'm supposed to be mentioning. The only thing I've been is about our bumper music, which comes from Rajan Hakim's album Tarot. And it's 22 tracks, one lined up for each of the major arcana cards. It's really, really great music, as you can tell. We love it. It's our intro and outro music and also our bumper. It's the only music we play on the show. And you can check it out at music.tarotguild.com. And that's Rajan Paquin. He's a French-Canadian composer. And the album is called Tarot. Okay, so let's go right back to our guest here. I'm going to bring Tony back up. Hi, Tony.
Hi there. Still here.
Got a little bit of a breather there.
Yeah.
And we have another caller from you, area code 360. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, this time it is Bonnie, and I'm calling from Washington State, from Shelton.
It really is Bonnie Chavé.
It really is Bonnie. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Christine for one thing, to thank her for calling in and kind of hyping up Aisha's deck, because it's I've worked with that deck for years now, and it's really marvelous. It is just a wonderful tool, especially to work with young children or anybody, you know, but definitely young children. It's very colorful and really, really good. And I wanted to give a shout out, of course, to Tony. I've got your book right here in front of me, and I know I kind of put you on the spot by asking you to talk about the front cover, but the front cover, as you know from when I reviewed it, I was very, very, and still am very, very impressed with. I think that the artist could not have done a better job, and it goes so well with, you know, what you're discussing in the book, and I'm very, very happy to see you doing the work that you're doing, focusing on healing and spiritual growth with the tarot. I kind of like to get away from divination.
Oh yeah, well I think that it may have been what it was intended for. You know, because of the archetypes of transformation that's in the major arcana.
Well, I kind of think so too. I mean, we'll never know. You know,
no.
Unless we time travel back, we'll never know. But I do think that I do think that's very important. In fact, that's something that I'm working on right now as an article for Samhain, actually, and it's to work with our shadow side, which, you know, of course, is integration and individuation and healing. And I thought, you know, this is just so much better than me sitting here trying to get random messages from spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that doesn't work, because it certainly does. It helps me immensely.
Yeah, it all works.
This year I have decided to focus on shadow work, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yes, well, that's the only way we grow, you know, to face our demons.
Mm-hmm.
Face them down.
Bonnie, now you're going to have to come and do a show and talk about that. I love putting Bonnie on the spot. You know, I had no idea
that
you did that. See, I didn't know that you completely, changed your direction.
Well, I didn't really completely change my direction.
That was the change you were going to make. You were going to focus on something.
Right. I really wanted to do something unique this year, and I thought this is something that, you know, could help other people. It would certainly be fun for me to do. It will certainly help me. I think I'm not the only person undergoing major changes this year. I know a lot of my clients are. I read on a phone line, and a tremendous amount of my clients are undergoing just tremendous personal change. And of course, I can't give them this technique, because I wouldn't do that over the phone. You know, but, you know, to put it out in writing in an article and to let people choose what they want to do. And I was reading something very interesting, a couple of things by Rose Gwynne. And one of the things that she was saying is, of course, working when you're working with shadows, you're working with healing. And, you know, she was working with Kabbalistic work and the Tree of Life, and specifically the Pathway of Strength, which I found interesting. And then she had also said something else that just absolutely popped out at me, and that is that when you're looking at a shadow within yourself, it is not strictly a bad thing, okay? Shadow is dark and light. Without the light, you don't have the shadow. Shadow is both. And so, you know, you want to define it and understand it, acknowledge it, and integrate it within yourself. And I found just that one little sentence about shadow is dark and light, and it's like it stood out in neon lights.
Mm.
It was just amazing. And a lot of that reminds me of the work that Tony is doing here. She's doing some absolutely marvelous work with her clients. Part of her first book, and I'm thinking probably her second book also, discusses not naming names way, okay, but it discusses the kind of work that she's doing with her clients. And it gives a face to the work that she's doing so people can understand, you know, in what setting something came up and kind of how it worked itself out. Like she said, when I go into a reading, I pretty much know what it's going to be because I'm working a phone line. I'm basically doing divination, okay? When you walk into a healing, it's like if you were a physician walking into a patient's room, even if you're seeing the patient in your office, you do not know what's going to happen. You do not know what's going to come up. You use everything that you have at your command to work with that patient, and that's what she does.
Great analogy. Oh, and Bonnie,
can
you tell the folks, Bonnie, where we can read your review of Tony's book? And they're also asking if you'll link that article you mentioned in the chat room. But where can we read your review?
The review to Tony's book would be on Eclectic.
It's also on my website under book reviews.
Oh, there's an easy way.
That's good.
You just go to TonyGilbert.com and go to reviews. Okay.
And it's on Eclectic, but Tony's link will take you there. Then you get to read her site too. I think one of the reasons that I wanted to make the Saman article so unique is that I'm working with Catherine Chapman, and I'm doing two articles a month for her site, Tarot Elements, and that's tarotelements.com. And I'll put that into the chat room. That's where it should be up. Midnight Sunday, it should be up.
Wouldn't be the Catherine Chapman that was a healer a few around here, was it?
Catherine Chapman that I'm talking about just wrote the book Beyond the Celtic Cross with Paul Hughes Barlow. She lives in Scotland now.
Boy, it'd be nice to get her on the show. Yeah. I love the website.
Well, you should ask her.
I will have to do that. That would be so nice.
That's the way you do it.
And I know.
Thank you, Tony.
It's amazing when they say yes too. You know, I even twisted Bonnie's arm once or twice. But oh boy. But, yeah, I'm very fascinated about other ways to use tarot besides the traditional. I mean, when most of us get into tarot and kind of, especially when we're younger, and, you know, we're interested in the subject, and you know, it is from the divination point of view, and you want to be able to see the future, don't we all, right?
Yeah.
But there's so many other uses, and I think we do enough guided imagery, I think it can be used in hypnosis, to start out sessions with open hypnosis. Mark, who's a hypnotist, came up with an idea to use tarot in conjunction with EFT called tarot tagging. And we have done an experimentation with it to really talk about it that much right now. But just to show you the other modalities out there, it's another thing that we're working on right now, tarot tapping.
Tarot tapping?
Right. Basically doing the same thing you do with EFT, only using the tarot cards.
Huh.
And,
we're
experimenting.
Because you could look at the posture of the body within the card. Are they seated? Are they standing? What are they doing? And decide what needs to be done that way.
You can also get into
the feeling of the cards. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. I'll say, how does that card make you feel? How do you feel when you're looking at that card? And where do you feel it in your body? And sometimes that leads right into an energy work.
Right.
Yeah. So you can use the images anyway. Yes.
And we're going to have Gina on in just a little while here to talk about key and energy work. So we're definitely wanting to bring more people on in energy psychology and energy work, energy healing. And then, of course, we're going to hypnosis, NLP, and EFT as well. We got to line up some experts for the show there.
I like the show that Barbara did. She's really good.
Oh, yes. Yes, go back and listen to that. In fact, all the shows are available, including Bonnie's.
Thank you.
And this one will be in archive as well. I'm doing it a little differently than I did it with the Tarot show, where I make sure that I have it set up. So when you click on that link there in the nav bar and go to previous shows, they're all linked right to their show page, and the show will just play. In fact, you can even copy the link from the link there. It put .mp3 at the end of any of those links. It'll automatically download that to your computer. That's a little secret. If you want to download one of those, you don't have to go search around to find out how to download it on Blog Talk. Just put in the link from previous shows page there and just put .mp3 at the end of the link in browser and click enter. It'll download right to your computer, and then you can put it on your MP3 player, your iPhone. You can burn it to a disk, what have you. A little trick for everybody. Yes, but I want to thank you so much for calling, Bonnie, and it was really you this time.
It was really me. It was really me. Yeah, I wanted to thank Christine, and I wanted to tell Tony that I really like the work that she's doing. Very impressed with it, and I'm very glad to see somebody out there doing something other than divination. Yes.
Yes, get the book. And I want to thank Christine again as well, because that was some neat information that I'm sure Mary is very, very appreciative of. And once again, thanks for calling in, Bonnie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good night. And that was Bonnie Chavez, everybody. BonnieChavez.com. And it's Bonnie with two N's, Chavovt.com, and she got hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of reviews of tarot books and decks, and a lot of them are on eclectic.net as well. So, Bonnie, when did you decide that you needed to write a second book?
Oh, I had more to say. You know, I don't know. I have tablets throughout my house. I have one by my bed and one by where I sit all the time, and one near the kitchen table. And so I had notes everywhere, you know. And I thought, you know, I got to put all this stuff together, and it would be fun to write another book. And so I did. I started writing it, and then I had a hard time finding a publisher, because archetypal psychology isn't something that people are writing about right now. You know, and so it was hard for them to understand what I was doing. But I have the same publisher that Bonnie has for her new book.
So you had a different publisher for your first book?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
White Cloud
who's
Press
publishing
the first book. And he would only do an e-book for my second book, and I didn't want to do an e-book. So
right.
I looked for another publisher.
Who's publishing Gaining Archetypal Vision?
Schiffer.
Schiffer, yes, I love Schiffer.
S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R books.
Aren't they on the ball that they will just, you know, take on projects? I just love it. I love it, you know, out of the normal thing. Oh, and that's something I, you know, getting really wanted to touch on was that you do offer an archetypal counseling certification, tarot counseling certification as well.
Right, right. I'm not doing a lot right now. I am raising grandchildren, and I think I'm probably going to write a books about archetypal grandparenting.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right now I'm raising some small children, and so I'm not teaching a lot or doing a lot of things out there right now. But like I said, this is my first radio show in about 5 years, and got a couple of the little ones in school now and just one little one left. And so I'm able mm-hmm. to do a little more. And
well, we're more than happy to get the word out there about you to help you that.
Well, it helps me. I can that way I can gestate, you know, and gestate on
mm-hmm.
things rather than, you know, do it and then think, oh shoot, I should have waited a little while and wrote it differently. But yeah, as it was, it took me about 3 years to put a book together, you know, because I didn't have that much time. And so
right. It can be a long process.
For a while.
Is gaining archetypal vision significantly different from your first?
Yes, it is. It's not about Tarot. It's more about the learning how to see the archetypes and learning about archetypal psychology, which, you know, dates back to the Greeks, the early Greek philosophers.
Oh, excellent.
So I give a little bit of history and a lot of explanation and some exercises and, you know, on how to do things. And I mentioned Tarot in the last chapter. I mentioned all the mm-hmm. tools I use are archetypal tools. And mm-hmm. right at the beginning of the last chapter, I say, counselor, know thyself, because you can't use these tools unless you know yourself well. You know, but I think that gaining archetypal vision will help people understand the archetypes a lot better, and it's just a good teaching.
So get messages from the archetypes.
There's stories.
Entertaining stories, it's always good. You have to put the stories in there. That's what keeps people's attention. But be sure to pick up Message from the Archetype, and in 2011, be on the lookout for Gaining Archetype Vision work. At the end of the show, we actually made it all the way through, Tony. I want to thank you so much for being on.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you'll come back when your gets published and we can talk about your book.
Okay.
And remember, everybody, it's TonyGilbert.com, Tony and I. And I want to thank you for being on, and we'll be in touch to have you back on next year, or maybe
okay.
sooner if you'll come.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget, next Wednesday night, it's an evening with Linda Miller and the Law of Attraction. I want to thank everybody for listening, calling in, joining us in the chat room, and making our new show a success. Remember to visit on the web at haroldgill.com and newliferadio.com. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't diabetes. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.